The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 16 past 9 o'clock here on a Wednesday morning on WPHM. STEM Fest at SC4 is this Saturday. It is aimed at inspiring young minds to explore career possibilities in science and technology and engineering and mathematics. And I think one of the things that may inspire a lot of people is the presence of a retired NASA astronaut. She has been to SC4 before for the opening of the Challenger space shuttle simulation. She's coming back for STEM Fest. Joining us right now on the line is Dottie Metcalf-Lindenberger. Dottie, good morning.
Good morning.
Really appreciate you joining us this morning. I mentioned that STEM Fest is to inspire young minds. Who inspired you to go down the path of science and technology?
Yeah, definitely my parents. My mom was a math teacher, and my dad had been a science teacher, and then he was working at Hewlett Packard. So both of them were in STEM, and my educators. And then, of course, it was really significant when American female astronaut Sally Ride flew in space in 1983.
Because that really opened the door. I mean, if you had daydreamed about being an astronaut, maybe you did, maybe you didn't. When you saw that happen, you said, oh, this is real. This could actually happen.
Yeah, it's really important for people to see people like them, right, doing what they imagined they could do. And so that was really significant. To have women in that first class of 1978, and they started flying in 1983 with Sally Ride.
When was your mission? How many times did you go into space?
Yeah, I went to space once, and my mission was in 2010. I flew on the Space Shuttle Discovery to the International Space Station, and I was in space for about 15 days.
What was that like? And I know that's a dumb question because we could probably talk for days about what it was like. But, I mean, what was the experience of leaving Earth and leaving the Earth's atmosphere? How did that feel?
Well, it's an incredibly quick 8.5-minute ride to get into orbit. It starts with, like, a big punch in the back, like nothing I'd ever felt before. Some shaking for about 2 minutes and 20 seconds while you ride the first stage. Then those rockets dropped off, and then the next stage was much smoother. But it just goes by so fast. It ends with you pulling about 3 Gs through your chest. And finally, when you're feeling a little bit uncomfortable, the engine shut off and you're floating up in your seatbelt and you're in space. And that was amazing. One of my jobs was to be a flight engineer. So I didn't get to like just totally savor arriving in space because we had several things to set up for the next burn that we needed to do to circularize our orbit. But definitely looked out the window quickly, and then during the rest of the mission, just took lots of time to look back at Earth, which is such a beautiful planet.
Boy, you had such an interesting view of it as well. That's got to be etched in your memory forever.
Definitely.
What do you say to young people that that hear your story and say, I want to do that. I want to have a chance to fly on a space shuttle or to land on the moon or to explore Mars. What do you say to kids that are interested in that?
Well, I want them to understand there's even more opportunities now, right? So NASA is just one way of now getting to space. There's obviously commercial ways to get to space. And so it's very possible, and I think it will continue to be more possible as they get older. And also equally exciting is that we have the Artemis program, which is our return to the moon, but in a very different way. In a way where we're going to set up a presence around the moon and take trips down to its surface to understand it more. And so that makes me really excited, too. And I hope that encourages them to pursue their dreams and to really believe that it's possible.
What is the future of space exploration right now? And you've touched on it with, you know, obviously sort of these public-private partnerships. NASA certainly is returning to the moon with the Artemis program. What else is on the horizon? What do you think these next decades are going to bring with regard to space travel?
Definitely. Well, and along with like the commercial entity, we're seeing that space stations are very interesting to people, whether it's to do additional science or also just to send tourists to, right, for a little bit longer stay. So we're seeing that. And of course, the work that NASA's doing at the moon is always to be looking further out into the solar system to Mars and use the technologies and the things that are learned there to continue that journey outwards. But yes, those are the things that are happening immediately on the horizon.
Talking with Dottie Metcalf-Lindenberger, retired NASA astronaut, who I believe you were here last year, right, for the launch of the Challenger Learning Center. What a cool thing that is.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, it's such a great opportunity for students and teachers to come in, spend over 2.5 hours, like, doing a real mission, right? Like, feeling like you're launching into space, being part of mission control, or being a part of the ISS team, and doing and conducting science, and then learning from your challenges. You know, every space or every mission that we have has some little quirky things that we learn from. And so the students will do that too, and they'll work together. And I think it really sets them up well to continue to be thinking about how they could come back to opportunities like that later in their life. So, yeah, the Challenger Learning Center is just a really special place.
If you had a chance to go back into space, would you do it?
Yes, I would.
What was your favorite part of it? Was it just the visual, the view? What was the best part of being on a space shuttle mission?
Well, I tell people there's multiple best parts. The professional best part was helping my colleagues do successful spacewalks. I was inside talking to them the whole 6.5 to 8 hours they were outside. But then from like the fun standpoint, I mean, floating around like Superwoman through the space station modules was really awesome. And from the human being, I'm also a geologist by training, looking back at Earth and just seeing these places I love so much, and then coming back and really trying to work to help others protect Earth, to see that as our now mission too, is taking care of our home spaceship, which is our spaceship Earth.
That's interesting. That has to give you a different perspective, not just the view perspective, but do you see Earth differently now that you've seen it from space?
Well, I've always loved looking back at Earth, but yes, absolutely. I mean, the first time you see the thinness of the atmosphere as you're either seeing a sunrise or sunset, you just really realize like this, that Earth is our spaceship, right? And that we can't treat it as like these separate places that we live, because we're really interconnected. Our atmosphere moves, the water and weather moves. And we all know that we make impacts to it. So, it makes you really think about protecting it and what measures you can do to encourage others to be a part of that protection mission.
That's amazing. Hopefully you'll meet some future astronauts this weekend here in Port Huron.
I hope so, too. I'm really looking forward to making the journey. I live in Seattle, so I'm looking forward to flying out on Friday and getting there so that I'll be ready Saturday morning.
All right. Well, we'll see you this weekend. Dottie, thanks so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.